This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Paul is leading up to a grand conclusion to his second point in the book of Romans, God's provision of salvation. He has shown what faith is and how it works. He made it clear what the object of our faith should be. If these elements are in place, there will be a wonderful outcome, immediately, ongoing, and ultimately. As Paul moves toward the ultimate outcome, he reaffirms the fact that the law was given to expose sin and expose man's culpability. In chapter 5, verse 20, he declares that where sin increased, grace increased all the more. There is never a sinner that sins so much that God's grace would not be sufficient to forgive and to give him all he intended for man to know experientially. But he couldn't stop there, because that would leave us here on earth during our lifetime. Listen to verse 21. Just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Before someone trusts in Jesus Christ for salvation, sin reigns in death. Sin separates us from God. That's spiritual death. You might think you are very much alive, but if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are spiritually dead. If you continue in your sin, you will one day die physically. That would seal your eternal doom. Consider the alternative that God offers. Accept God's grace, trust Him to give you His righteousness, and you'll experience eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's God's provision of salvation.